Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit our website at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. All right, without any further delay, I want to introduce to you my friend and special guest today, Christy Whitney. She's the head of operations with Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And Christy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
I am happy to be here.
All right. And just for our listeners, you know, I've been referring a lot of my clients, a lot of folks who are just calling up with questions to Home Care Assistance Kansas City. Let me just provide the phone number, contact information for our listeners. You can reach Christy and the great folks at Home Care Assistance at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. And Christy, you provide services for residents all over the metro area. Is that including Kansas, Missouri, north of the river?
The entire greater Kansas City metropolitan area. We go all over. We are definitely in about six counties, and there are a couple more that we can do the edges of. Typically, we can hire caregivers in the area where someone may need assistance. So we're not locked into one spot, but definitely the greater metropolitan area.
Excellent, excellent. All right, and I understand that you are just getting ready to roll out what sounds like a really great program called Beyond Care, and that's a proprietary brand new program from Home Care Assistance. I'm looking forward to learning more about that, so why don't you go ahead and tell us about that?
Thank you. So we realize that there seems to be a gap when we age and we want to stay home. A lot of times the next step after we've used family, used friends, maybe used a private duty provider such as home care assistance, sometimes we want something with a higher quality of living enhancement added into our homes so that not only are we staying home, but we're having a higher joy of living. So we look into assisted livings. They have, you know, recreational activities. They have activity departments. They do things as a group. And that's a great fit for a lot of people. But there's also a large segment of the population who want to do all of those things, but also want to stay in their private home. So Home Care Assistance has developed a new program that we are just rolling out in six of our offices. Luckily, Kansas City is one of the chosen six. And this is a new program completely to the private duty arena, and we are calling it Beyond Care. Beyond Care, enabling independent living at home. So this is going to be for the folks that are on the edge and thinking about assisted living. We're saying, if assisted living isn't for you, let us bring all of that into your home. You can age 100% in place. And that's especially beautiful when you have maybe a husband and a wife and one is ill or one does have some limitations and the other spouse doesn't. Stay home together. We'll pick up that slack, that in between, so that both of you can have a higher quality, joyful life.
That is excellent. And that would be in lieu of moving to an independent living community. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like you've said, mentioned before, there isn't a one size fits all. Home care is a great fit for some people. Maybe independent, maybe moving to a community is a better fit for some others. But if you move to independent living or assisted living, you could forego right out of the gate that community fee, which could be anywhere from $1,000 to about $3,500. And that's just at your first step with them. It could be a very cost efficient and cost effective option as well.
Exactly. And the other thing that we want to help people avoid is having to move again. So sometimes someone will move into an independent living, we'll put mom or dad or we ourselves into an independent living. The care needs increased, so the community will say, well, now we need you to move to assisted living. So it is within the same community, but it's an entirely different apartment, typically in another building. So it is still a full move. And with Beyond Care, you stay home. You are able to stay home in your own private home and enjoy life. Again, we're all about, you know, maximizing joy in life. So we decided to take private duty, which is wonderful, which we will continue to provide at the highest level. And we're going to add a transitional home product called Beyond Care, which is a comprehensive long-term solution to being able to stay at home. So we looked at all of the traditional senior care options to include communities, to include 24-hour a day, 7-day a week, live-in and private duty, which we offer, but we decided that there was still a solution not offered. There was still a pocket of folks not being served. So we set out to create something new in the senior care offering, a premium service that helps ensure our senior adults are able to maintain autonomy and independence and health and safety while maximizing joyful living in their own home.
Okay, and that sounds fantastic. How do you do that?
Well, the first thing that we do is analyze what the type of care needed is for each person. I've said before, there are no cookie cutter care plans. So we do still write a care plan, but the other half of the equation is instead of a caregiver who gives excellent care with housekeeping, errand running, meal preparation, medication reminders, all the way to toileting, bed baths, showering, you know, the full gamut of care. With Beyond Care, we're offering a higher level solution where instead of a caregiver, you actually are given a personal assistant who is also trained in caregiving. So it's a friendly person, an outgoing person, a person that you meet, you get to interview, you get to pick, you establish a rapport with them, and then that person allows you to continue doing the things that you enjoy while lifting the weight off of you and or family and friends, because that person can also do those caregiving tasks. So that's why it's called Beyond Care.
Okay, and I love that concept, a personal assistant that's also a caregiver, but a lot of times that personal assistance is just as important as providing the care. There's no doubt about that. If this is resonating with our listeners, you can reach out to Christy and the great team over at Home Care Assistance, 913-663-5000, or visit online at homecareassistance.com.
So, when you look at traditional home care, you are in your home. We do provide independence. We do give you one-on-one care, but it is a caregiver and the services are limited. You move into a community. You do get your monthly event calendar. You do have more services and more of a team, but you don't have the one-on-one support. Your independence is limited, and you do have to leave your home behind. So with Beyond Care, we're offering assisted living and independent living in your own private home with a personalized life enrichment schedule, a breadth of services, partnerships with other healthcare professionals, and a team of experts that is there to support each and every person with one-on-one care from specially trained personal assistants. So we manage the daily tasks of care, as well as a comprehensive wellness plan to connect you with resources for health events and social events and family events, and really everything that creates that higher, more holistic approach to joyful living.
All right. This just sounds like $1 million to me. It sounds absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the very nice lady that I had referred to this past week, she, one of her hot buttons was, you know, she's really tired. And she said, Steve, I'm no spring chicken. And so she really got excited when I talked about, you know, you have the care, the built-in care manager and built-in assistants to help with some of these other related things, schedule appointments, coordinate with other healthcare professionals, and all of that just cannot be undersold. It's absolutely critically important, and that's why I refer all of my clients and anyone I speak with to Home Care Assistance at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000, or you could also go online. It's an excellent website, homecareassistance.com. We'll have more with Christy right after the break, but first we have the Senior Care Live question of the week, and that is to request home care services you must have an order from your physician. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To request home care services, you must have an order from your physician. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. So this would only apply to requesting home health care, not home care or private duty services. Is that correct, Christy?
You are 100% correct.
And, you know, a lot of people think you have to have a doctor's order to request home care services, and it's just not true.
No, it's definitely not true. It's very confusing. It's even confusing to those of us in this industry, and I've been in this industry for over 30 years. But home health care and home care are two separate animals. We do work with each other. However, they are separate. Home health care, you do require a doctor's order, and those are nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, etc. Home care are nurse assistants, personal assistants, housekeepers. We have CNAs, med techs, all of those things, but we don't do actual medical care. So, you know, I often joke that we can give an enema, but we can't give a shot. And that's sort of the difference between the two. So for home care or private duty, you do not need a doctor's order. It is simply something that you choose for yourself so that you can remain in your own home.
Absolutely. And you can remain in your own home with some excellent service and support from Home Care Assistance, Kansas City at 913-663-5000. 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. Com. And Christy, you were rolling out and kind of talking about a brand new premium service that is simply called Beyond Care. I think that sounds really exciting. And could you just describe for our listeners? I'll guarantee you there are people listening to this program right now, and they're like, okay, wait a minute, that sounds pretty good. Maybe that sounds like something for us. Could you give us some examples of when this premium level of service would be maybe the perfect fit for one of our listeners and maybe their situation?
Absolutely. So Beyond Care takes the balanced care method, which is something that home care assistants always offers our private duty home care clients, which means that we're looking at not just your health and your safety, but also your joy. It takes the balanced care method and just increases it to a much, much higher level. So they did a bunch of study, a bunch of research on folks in Okinawa, Japan, who have lifespans of over 100 years with low disease rate. They're very healthy folks. And we found out that they are adding fundamental activities to their lives beyond just, going to the doctor and taking medicines, and that those increased lifestyle factors do increase and improve longevity as well as enjoyment in life. So with the personal assistant coming in for Beyond Care, the difference with that against traditional home care is we're really going to focus on the diet, a healthy diet. We're going to allow you your favorite foods in moderation, and we're going to help with the grocery shopping, the meal preparation, cooking for you, involving you in cooking, all of those things so that you're getting what you want in your private home, which is better than a dining hall any day. It's like having your own personal cook in your home, and so we involve you in that. And, you can even teach us how to cook some of your signature dishes. We'll follow the recipes and make home feel like home again. We also add physical activity because it's been found that a healthy body mass, heart health, and an engaged mind enliven the body and enrich the mind. So our goal is, we hear people say all the time, I think mom's depressed. I can't even get her out of bed. Mom will then say, I don't feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel good. I ache. So with a personal assistant, we're going to encourage it. We're going to encourage walks and activities in the community to get you up and about and feeling better overall. We want to enliven the body and enrich the mind. That includes go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you're talking about just having a deeply meaningful life. You have purpose. You're following your own rhythm. You're cooking your own food, maybe with a little bit of help. It's just a beautiful program. It's an excellent alternative.
Right. And we want to include all of the things beyond just, exercise and a healthy meal and safety and housekeeping, meal prep, all of those things. We're gonna add in a schedule, and in that schedule, in those weekly schedules, we're gonna put some social engagement in. Keep us feeling connected. It reduces depression. It reduces loneliness. It lowers stress level. So we're gonna foster communication and connection, so that if you are in social clubs and activities and have friendships in your neighborhood or from long years ago, we're going to foster those relationships so that you can get them back and keep them while we stimulate your brain, promoting brain health and providing calmness and purpose again to your lives. So it's better overall. Things that you have to worry about, we're going to take care of all of those things again to help you have the motivation and the energy and the drive to just increase overall your joy of living while you remain in your own home.
Excellent. This service is an absolute difference maker. And just a few things to put an exclamation point here. Number one, guess what? You get to stay home. And I don't know of anyone that does not want to stay home. So that's number one. Number two, you had mentioned in the first segment, the staffing one-on-one. You know, I deal with staffing ratios. I calculate staffing ratios to the 1/10 of an FTE at every place that I go when I'm doing that auditing and the 97-point inspection and performance audit. And a one-on-one staffing ratio, it does not get any better than that. Compare that to 1:6 to 1:10 in assisted living, maybe 1:6, 1:15 or 16 in long-term care. It's not even close. One-on-one wins every single time. There are no community fees. There are no entrance fees. And you know what? If you need to move to a community, again, that may be the best fit for you, but most people want to stay home, and this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. I encourage anyone to give us a call, find out more about our traditional home care offerings, as well as talk to me directly about our Beyond Care services.
All right, that's just ask Christy about that premium service called Beyond Care at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000. You can also go online at homecareassistance.com. And Christy, thanks so much for being here today. I'm really excited about your new program. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Always happy to be here and looking forward to next time.
All right, and we'll be back with more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Choose the one you want, click the play button, and again, give it a few seconds to connect, and then it'll stream to your electronic device. Also, don't forget to download the app radio.com, and then just favorite Talk 980 AM. And then, of course, you could just stream it through the app on your smartphone. And that has a really cool feature that you can start and stop the program. You can put it on pause if you need to, answer a phone call or get a drink of water or whatever you need to do. And that's a really fun and cool function. You can pause that thing just like you would your DVR at home. So, but you'll be doing that for the radio program. So check out that app and download it. Radio.com. How about that?
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so this week, Senior Care in the News, we have a report from this past Tuesday. It was from the World Health Organization. So the World Health Organization this past Tuesday acknowledged emerging evidence. So this is something that is fairly newly discovered through evidence and tons of testing of the airborne nature and spread of COVID-19 after a group of scientists wrote a letter urging the global body to update its guidance on how the respiratory disease is spread. So this is pretty alarming to me. COVID-19 is thought to spread mostly through respiratory droplets, usually from sneezing and coughs. So, you know, we've heard about that for a long time. Sneezes and coughs, and boom, you're aerosolizing everything, you know, coming out of your lungs into the air. It hangs in the air, and that's not good. but check this out. Experts also say tiny viral particles can spread through, and this is alarming, can spread through singing, speaking loudly, or breathing heavily. Can you believe that? That is bad. That's not good. This is bad. So as businesses reopen around the world, and as lots of people consider, you know, gathering in closed indoor spaces and many with poor ventilation, getting a more complete picture of how the coronavirus is spread is just extremely important. So the World Health Organization is working on a scientific brief summarizing what's known about the coronavirus transmission, and that will be released here at any time in the coming days. So, you know, when you think about the possibility of being even more transferable than previously thought, it brings so many questions to mind. And, you know, number one, you know, how do we get students back to school? I mean, how are we going to do that? I don't know of a single school that has this figured out yet, and we're going to be starting school here in about a month. So, and then you have people, well, am I going to have to stay home with my kid? Will my workplace alter my schedule? I mean, this is an absolute mess. So for example, you know, my daughter is a student at KU, and she is a music composition major. And guess what she does a lot of? Singing and group composition activities and group meetings, goes to classes with lots of other students in the same room. And so, you know, the question is, I mean, is that safe? Is it safe for her to do so? I don't know. It's very, very concerning. My boys, now our second child ended up being identical triplet boys. Still not sure how that happened. But my boys are awesome. But they're going to be seniors in high school this year. And so, you know, what do you get with sporting activities? Lots of heavy breathing. I just breathed heavily on my microphone. I guess I'm going to have to disinfect it now. So, but you know, when you're doing sporting activities, regardless of what sport it is, you have boys and girls, you know, together in close quarters. You have, you know, football teams, you know, bashing each other's brains in, and they're just right across from each other and right side by side. You have, you know, basketball and all the other things that happen in sports. And you've got now heavy breathing could transmit this stupid virus. So, which now looks like a situation that can spread the virus, you know, and then you have, you know, talking loudly. I'm talking kind of loudly right now. Am I really transmitting the virus? Talking loudly, that could include anyone and everyone in our entire country. And in fact, all over the entire world at any single time. That is frightening. So, you know, what about public gatherings, you know, such as, you know, concerts and movies and other events? So if the virus is even more easily spread than originally thought, you know, should all of these things be shut down until further notice? Because, you know, a lot of concerts are getting ready to come back up on online. And you have movie theaters talking about reopening with, you know, cluster seating and social distance in between the clusters. So, in other, you know, larger scale events, I mean, are they just going to be shut down for the next year or two while we deal with this stuff? That hurts me. That breaks my heart to even think about that. But it may have to happen. When will we have medications that can manage the symptoms? When we get those things, and you hear lots of promising comments about, you know, remdesivir and all the other things that we've all heard about, you know, will that be enough? I mean, will that be enough? That's a question. And then, you know, when will there be a vaccine? And then the question is, once that comes out, will it be effective given that the virus is now starting to modify itself? It's now starting to mutate a little bit. Now, from the early reports I've heard about that, maybe I can do a news update on that sometime in the near future. It looks like it's a little more easily transmittable, but it's not more deadly. So the little hooks on the end of the little barbs on these little cells are are on these little molecules that are coughed out and sneezed out, and now you can sing it out and and loudly talk it out. They're evidently more easily transmittable. So that is just that's really scary stuff. So here's what I do know, and this is what I do know, and that this is what you know too. And some of this is really simple. If you're sick, stay home. Yeah, but Steve, I got to go out and I got to get stuff for my family. No, you don't. Stay home. Now, well, Steve, that's easy for you to say, I know, but you have to stay home. What if you gave it to someone else and that led to their serious health situation and maybe even to their death? Think of it that way. What happens if you don't stay home if you're sick? This goes back to 101. If you're in school, don't send your kids to school sick. I don't care if you have to go to work or not. This is not your common cold. This could be life or death. Stay at home if you are sick. It's really simple. And then, you know, if you're out and about, and I know people are sick of hearing about this, but please wear your mask. Well, Steve, I hate wearing that mask. I don't like the government telling me to wear a mask. And guess what? I understand. I get it. I hate wearing a mask just as much as you do. But guess what? I'm wearing it because if it helps, even just a little tiny bit, I'm going to wear it. And just think about this. If we don't wear our masks and these numbers just explode and go completely wild and crazy, guess what the government's going to do? They're going to shut everything down again, and they're going to shut it down hard. I would rather wear a mask and be able to go to my grocery store or stop by Home Depot to grab something or whatever it is that I'm doing and have some freedom and some little bit of a normal lifestyle, normal rhythm wearing a mask than not being able to do those things at all. So, you know, the problem is if the virus particles are airborne. So I'm going to contradict my mask comment here. I was just thinking about this recently. If these particles are airborne and easily airborne, guess what the mask does not cover? It doesn't cover your eyes. If one of those particles gets in your eye, that's just the same introduction as it is if it gets into your nose. If it gets in your eye, you've got it. So that's a huge issue and concern that I've had for a long time. I mean, are we going to have to wear goggles? These clear face shields, they don't seal. That doesn't seal around your eyes. So if this stuff is aerosolized and it's air particles, airborne particles, that particle can get right underneath that shield just as easily as anything. You'd have to actually seal off your eyes to be fully protected. So the bottom line is we all must do our part and help each other and support each other, deliver things, food and everything to each other. We have to take all of the proper precautions, and somehow, some way, we will get through this together. It's an absolute mess. It seems to be kind of holding and maybe getting worse. But the bottom line is, you know, we always get through these things. We will beat this virus, and we will win. There's no doubt about it, but each of us have to do our part. We have to be careful. We have to look out after one another. All right. I'll be back with more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And, speaking about, COVID-19, I wanted to talk about the COVID-19 restrictions as far as what that's doing to admissions into assisted living, long-term care, memory care, continuing care, retirement communities. So first of all, I can say that this is unprecedented. I've operated senior care consulting for almost just shy of 18 years. I've never seen anything like this, not even remotely close. Usually, if there is an admission limitation or a restriction, it might have to do with, maybe having an influenza outbreak where they kind of shut down or quarantine the building for 3 or 4 days, maybe a week, until that is all that's kind of run its course. I've seen that a few. That's not very common either. I've seen that a few times. I've seen some companies or some organizations that, you know, they put a voluntary hold on admissions until they were able to add more staffing so that they can properly care for the increased number of residents in their community. I've seen that before. Occasionally, you'll have the state survey that goes. It doesn't go well, and maybe there's a civil monetary penalty for that senior care community, and maybe part of that penalty involves a ban on admissions until that facility or that organization corrects some of those deficiencies, and that usually doesn't last too long as well, and that's not very common either. That's a real serious penalty, and so those are the few examples of when I've seen, you know, restrictions or maybe admission holds or even bans on admissions to, again, assisted living, memory care, long-term care, or a continuing care retirement community. So moving forward, you know, a lot of people think, I'm going to have to stay home. I mean, we need to move, you know, mom or dad to one of these communities. Home care is not an option for them, although I think home care should always be considered. I mean, there's no doubt about that. If it's me, I'm going to stay home if I can because I want to be home. But when it's time to move and when it makes sense to move, I don't have any problem moving to a senior care community. But a lot of people are thinking, well, we can't move to a senior care community right now. And I just want to let you know that that is not true. I have been working with lots and lots of families. In fact, the phone senior care consulting has been just exploding over these last 3 months with families saying, under normal circumstances, maybe I would give this a shot and go out and see if I could do my own homework and find a place that might be just a great fit for my loved one. You know, my mother, my father, my spouse, my sibling, my neighbor, et cetera, et cetera. My elderly loved one, right? But this is a mess. I've called a few places and they said, well, you know, they don't know if they're going to admit anyone or not. They just got a positive COVID test in the building, so they're going to put everything on hold. They said, we need your help with senior care consulting. And I'm here to tell you that we can help you. No doubt about it. We're getting the job done. Is it more difficult? Oh, yeah. It's definitely more difficult. It's a lot more work, but we are getting the job done and we're helping our clients every single day locate and find a great community for their loved one. I guess the word of warning or caution or the heads up there is don't wait till the last second where you have to just take any place that is admitting. You want to be selective. You want the best possible place for your loved one. Be proactive. If you think you're going to need to move this fall, or maybe by the end of the year, or maybe even by next spring, I would be contacting Senior Care Consulting right now, and let's be ahead of the curve, and let's get on a waiting list, and let's have the luxury of moving when we want to, not when we have to. So that's the heads up and the tip of the day right there. So anyway, so at these various communities, they're now requiring a negative COVID-19 test. And now testing is plentiful. Getting a test is not an issue anymore. Thank goodness. So the testing caught up with the demand. I think that's also part of the reason. I mean, if you test more people and more people turn up positive and now everyone, the sky is falling because there's a second wave. Well, is it because there are more cases or we're just identifying more cases through more testing and they were already there? Okay. So I do have a personal problem with some of these news reports and way some of this stuff has been portrayed. But the bottom line is you can get tested, and for entry into one of these senior care communities, you're going to have a negative COVID-19 test. And then, for example, this is very, very common. I've helped several individuals and families locate a quality nursing home, long-term care level of care. And so when you're admitted there, you have a 14-day quarantine. And what you do is that you would stay in a private room in a specific apartment, maybe in a certain part of the building that's kind of reserved for that quarantine space, because you could be carrying the virus, be asymptomatic, and not even know you have it. And so you have to keep everyone safe. And so there's a 14-day quarantine in a specific room in a specific part of the building. And then you have another negative test. And then at that point, then you would then transition to your long-term care room or apartment. So just a little extra step there. And it's a good step. It's a necessary step. And everyone is doing this. Everyone that I know of is doing this. Okay. And then they do temperature monitoring. And they'll monitor the temperature of all of the staff and, of course, all of the residents. And I've heard a couple of different temperatures that if you have a temperature of 100 degrees, they're going to send you home. Had another person say, well, it has to be 100.3 degrees, so it's a slightly elevated temperature. Then they're going to send you home. My wife got sent home. She's a nurse. She had a 100-degree temperature, and she said, I need to go home. I feel fine, but I don't want to be here with the temperature. She had a test that day. It was negative, and she was perfectly fine, just a slightly elevated temperature. So usually that's it, but you never know. You have to be super cautious these days with this stuff. But fortunately, my wife was negative, and she's in good shape, good to go. And then they do symptom monitoring. So they're gonna look for the loss of smell, the loss of taste, and the respiratory difficulty, and some of the other symptoms. And they're going to be watching out for those things very, very carefully. If a staff is found positive, they need to go home for 14 days, have a negative test, and then they can come back to work. And assisted living communities and long-term care communities, they are still admitting, but it's just getting more and more difficult. And I could say with 100% certainty that my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can and will help you with this. We are super busy. We will work you into our schedule. We can definitely help you. 913-945-2800. The phone number again is 913-945-2800. You could also visit our website, Senior Care Consulting, with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And if you're looking for a continuing care retirement community, if you're looking for assisted living or long-term care, also known as a nursing home, you may need memory care or all of the above, contact Senior Care Consulting. We can still help you, and don't try to do that alone. It is a mess, but we can help you. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.